So, welcome back
to Ethernet. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's the one.
Tonight, it's just India and Ronan.
Yeah.
Just the LA girls in Boston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling my LA-ness in this cold weather.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I think it's 33 degrees outside.
It might be colder.
In case there's any LA listeners.
Yeah, if any LA listeners are here, if I sent this to you and you're listening, you're a real one and I love you.
Same here.
Well, today we have a special theme. The music, it's movies and TV. So songs that we've found through films or television shows that have sort of stuck with us. So right now we're listening to Love Theme from Blade Runner. We actually watched this, the first film for our postmodernism class. Shout out Lee Edelman.
Yes.
And this was just such a magical song. So
this song has stayed with us.
It really has.
For a while.
It's been 2 months already.
I know. I don't normally listen to soundtrack songs,
mm-hmm.
but there's something about that smooth trumpet.
It's so magic.
Makes me think of Harrison Ford.
It makes me think of you, kind of, because she's taking her hair out and she has this beautiful brown curly hair. God. It looks just like you. It
makes me think of you.
What?
Because you're always playing it. Or Emily.
Oh, she's it's Blade Runner.
Yeah, we could... Maybe we should have a postmodernism themed.
Oh yeah,
themed episode.
We should bring Lee Edelman on. Actually,
can we?
Yeah, that let's would be text great. Him.
Okay.
Next up,
we have "Don't Be Cruel" by Billy Swan.
Don't be.
And I'm gonna be real. This is kind of embarrassing, but I heard this song first on Euphoria. And I don't know, it really stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it seems like a good song to play to start the week.
Let's hear it.
At midnight.
Midnight.
Here we are. Don't Be Cruel on WMFO.
Don't be cruel. to a heart that's true. Well, let's walk up to the preacher. And let us say I do. Then you know you have me. And I know I'll have you too. Don't be cruel. To a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross of my heart. Cross of my heart. Cross of my heart. Cross of my heart.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand, I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. If you want a driver, climb inside. Or if you want to take me for a ride, you know you can. I'm your man. Are the moons too bright? The chains too tight? The beast won't go to sleep. I've been running through these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like a dog in heat. And I'd clog your heart and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man. And if you gotta sleep a moment on the road, I will steer for you. And if you wanna work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only wanna walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your man. If you wanna love him, I'll do anything that you ask me to. And if you wanna love him.
Hello.
Hello. That was I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen. And this is from the movie Secretary, which I had seen a long time ago. I watched that sometime in high school, and over like the last week of school, last semester, I showed all of my friends this movie and we watched it on a projector together. It was a formative moment for our friendship, I think. I'm curious what you guys have to say about that song and Secretary.
Well, I love Leonard Cohen because my mom loves Leonard Cohen, and she's been putting that Leonard Cohen, you know, propaganda on me all my life. But that was a good movie.
Yeah, that was, that was fun.
Also, Emily Steele is here now.
Yeah,
she
hello,
stomped on Colorado. In case you can hear
house.
That stomping.
Yeah,
my stomping.
There was some stomping.
Yeah, we have some Colorado in here with us now. Yeah. CO and LA.
Yeah.
Cola.
C-O-N-C-A.
We have Cola here.
Oh, yeah.
But what's the next song?
So, next one is By This River by Brian Eno.
Mm.
And this was actually...
Is that a Diego pick?
This is a Diego pick. He cannot be with us tonight.
Where is Diego?
He's just, like, not here. He's a little tired.
Oh, I see.
But this is from Y Tu Mamá También, which
you just saw.
I just watched with him last night.
Wow,
which was beautiful. Also, shout out Sasha Ivanier. I love you. I know this is one of your favorite movies.
Hey.
But this song is in it, and it's a good song. So
let's hear it.
Time. losing my sense of where. Trading the silent ones. I'm sure you know it's wrong. Take it and keep it shut. Unholy trip to God. My sweet and careful friends. Waiting for April's men.
Ronan just said that is a delicious song.
It is.
I have to agree.
It's so delicious.
It's a great song. That was Uncle Scrumptious. Ace by Blood Orange.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah. From Challengers. This from movie Challengers. That came out recently. Yeah.
You should also know about that.
Yeah, you should.
It's a pretty fun movie.
It's a good movie.
We and actually
we were almost Challengers for Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. If you don't know what Emily and I look like, there's another Emily, and we have a blonde, a brunette, and a tall, light-skinned girl, so
who's commonly made mistaken for Zendaya, actually.
Two times in this past week, a stranger has... Actually, you don't know about this, Emily.
The second time?
I was checking out at Commons, and the man that was giving me my, like, apple, he was like... Because it was, like, Halloween, and he was like, so is your costume Zendaya, or do you just look like her? And I was like, it's my costume. It's my costume. Nice. But, yeah.
We played this song after the, by the Brian Eno song, because, you know, Challengers and E2 Mama kind of have, like, a similar...
There's a lot of that trio stuff.
There's a lot of the trio stuff.
There's some...
A lot of homoerotic tension.
That's what I was going to say.
watch both those movies.
Yeah.
And next,
or first, we have a PSA. Oh, actually,
sorry. First, we have a PSA.
Oh, so don't drink and drive, guys. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. ... This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's the PSA.
Thank you, Ronan.
Of course.
Thanks, Ronan.
Don't drink and drive. Drink it's and serious.
Keeping the road safe.
Honestly,
thank you, Ronan.
Speaking of drinking and driving, this next song comes from a movie called After Sun, which is one of Diego's favorite movies. He got me into it.
Is this another Diego pick?
No, this is actually a me pick.
Oh, nice.
Because I listened to this song and I watched the movie with my mom and she was like, oh, I love this song. And it was a good song and I listened to it later and it made me feel some tender, some tenderness.
I love After Sun. Is this the time where I say that that's when I met Phoebe Bridgers and what's his name?
Wait, what?
How
are we talking about this?
No,
now?
when I saw the premiere of After
At
Sun.
Telluride.
Oh my God.
And I said, what's his name?
Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal. Well, we actually saw him yesterday.
Yeah? I'm actually dating him.
Oh, true. true. With Zendaya, though. He was with Zendaya?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this is Tender by Blur.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Come on, come on, come on.
So this next song is Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus. And I'm hoping there's some, or I know at least one LA person. I know a couple LA people are listening right now. And this song is so important to me. But it's silly because it's from a very horrifying movie, Silence of the Lambs.
I still have to see that.
From a very disturbing but quite funny scene, actually. But I knew the song before I knew the movie. And this song connects me to almost every single person in my life. And it's very special. And I really wanted to include it in this show. So here is Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus.
Say you're wrong.
slammed your fingers in the door, bought kitchen knives and skewers, dressed me up in women's clothes, messed around with gender roles, lined my eyes and called me pretty.
Laid by James, and then Oh My Heart by R.E.M. And both of those songs I actually got from The Bear.
Shout out Chicago.
Shout out Chicago and Jeremy Allen White, who I saw at the gym once.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like I knew that. Is he really short in person?
He's really short. But, like, jacked.
Yeah.
He was doing some, he was, like, doing some kind of, like, pull-up, push-up, jump squat, like, crazy circuit. But
he seems compact.
He is. But I love both those songs, and they just remind me of, like, driving through LA with the windows down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because this is, like, a thing that I talk about a lot with Diego and my mom, is that The Bear has this very specific soundtrack of, like, Eddie Vedder, R.E.M., and, like, just that kind of, that one type of voice, that one type of man voice.
Yeah.
I don't really, we always wonder who does the sound for that, because all those songs, it's someone very specific.
I remember they had, like, the Breeders and Liz Phair in the episode where, they opened the restaurant. Mm. And there were, like, two songs that I really liked, too. And I was very impressed. That was, like, the episode where, like, their soundtrack was solidified in my mind.
I like the soundtrack.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you guys have some good music in here.
Next, we have I'm Deranged.
Oh, yeah. David Bowie, Lost Highway, David Lynch. Shout out B. Play the song.
Okay, let's hear it.
Cruise me, baby, on.
Sometimes when this place gets kinda empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know why? Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were peculiar. Something is shimmering and white. Leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what.
That was Emily Seal.
Yeah, what was that? Say, what was that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the artist.
The Church.
Under the Milky Way by The Church from the movie Donnie Darko.
Mm-hmm. It's a favorite around our crowd.
Fan favorite.
Mm-hmm. Even though I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Don't say
yeah,
that.
Emily, don't tell people that.
India, you shouldn't have said India. That.
We're keeping that on the down low.
Well, this is WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
Thank you for listening. This was Ethernet minus Diego. Mm-hmm.
Minus Emily here. For a bit.
Yeah,
sorry.
Emily for a sec.
He was in our hearts.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, sending our love, Diego. Is he even listening right now?
Probably
not. He's asleep. He texted me and he was like, can you record it? I'm tired.
Oh my
record
gosh.
It.
Yeah, just so the people who are listening know, Diego is known for just kind of sleeping all the time.
He has an incredible superpower.
Yeah.
Of being able to take naps. Anywhere. Or not anywhere, but
anytime.
At any time.
At any time.
Yeah. For really long periods of time.
Yeah. Hope you're listening, Diego.
Yeah. Next up, to end the night, also a song from Donnie Darko. Mm-hmm. We have... Oh, my God. Wait.
Are we doing the Donnie Darko?
Or no. I lied to you guys.
Scratch
We're ending
that.
It with... Yeah, scratch no? that. Ending with About Her from Kill Bill Volume 2.
Mm.
Such a great song.
Malcolm McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good start to your week.
Talk to you in two weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Kisses. Mwah.